Good morning, I'm Tepi Cruz. It's Tuesday, February 11th. The San Diego City Council is looking into alternate locations for a new homeless shelter. More on where next. But first, the headlines. A Camp Pendleton-based Marine was identified as one of four people killed in a plane crash Thursday in the Philippines. Sergeant Jacob Durham of the 1st Radio Battalion was on a routine mission in a contracted aircraft when it crashed. Three contractors were also killed. Durham was from Long Beach and joined the Marines 4 years ago. The 22-year-old air crewman was just promoted to sergeant February 1st. The crash is under investigation. Golf star Tiger Woods has withdrawn from the Genesis Invitational following the sudden death of his mother, Katilda Woods. He says he needs time to process her death. The golf tournament is usually held in Los Angeles but was relocated to Torrey Pines because of the recent deadly wildfires. Woods is the host of this $20 million event that benefits his foundation. He says he hopes to return to Torrey Pines later this week. The tournament runs from Thursday through Sunday. Light rain is in the forecast today, and heavier rain is likely to come late tomorrow and last through early Saturday. It'll also be a bit chilly this week in some parts of the county. Temperatures in the coastal areas and downtown will be in the low 60s. In the mountains, it'll be in the 40s to low 50s. Your support powers public media, and we're grateful to have you as part of the KPBS community. Now share the love by introducing KPBS to your friends and family. They'll receive 1 month free of KPBS Passport, unlocking even more of the KPBS content they will love. Act now. This special offer runs through February 28, 2025. Visit kpbs.org/friends and keep quality journalism thriving. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria has given up his push for a new homeless shelter at Kettner Boulevard and Vine Street. Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says the city council yesterday considered three alternative sites.
Two of the sites are already owned by the city, a soon-to-be vacant office building on 1st Avenue and the former Central Library on E Street. Converting either building into a permanent shelter would cost between $45 and $87 million. Councilmember Sean Ila Rivera said that price tag is hard to justify in a budget crisis.
I have concerns that that will completely blow up our budget related to homelessness, not allow us to do things that are working like prevention and diversion, and it won't bring beds online that quickly.
The council ultimately voted to ask for a closer analysis of a privately owned building on 2nd Avenue for use as a shelter, and it asked for a total redevelopment of the former library into any number of uses, including permanent housing. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
Bird flu is continuing to affect farms and backyard chicken flocks. The CDC says that's one of the reasons eggs are so expensive right now. The head of an egg farm in Lakeside says they are doing what they can to keep prices reasonable.
When they get too expensive, people stop buying eggs. So, you know, it needs to be somewhere in the middle.
That was Frank Hilliker, president and CEO of Hilliker's Ranch Fresh Eggs. Right now, Hilliker's is limiting their customers to one carton or flat of eggs, ranging from $5 to $9. The U.S. Department of Agriculture predicts egg prices are going to increase another 20% in 2025. State officials are hoping a behavioral health scholarship will attract new professionals to the field. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says it aims to help fill critical gaps in mental health care.
The state scholarships are for up to $35,000 to help students train for careers in behavioral health. That includes 32 professions, like community health workers, substance use specialists, and case managers. Priority is being given to applicants who speak high-demand Medi-Cal languages, such as Spanish, Chinese, and Punjabi, to help expand culturally competent care.
Being seen and being heard and being represented is such an integral part of what it takes to recover.
Kirsten Poliska is an intake manager for Sharp Healthcare. She says patients in crisis can't get help fast enough, and having more trained professionals will make a huge impact. A 2022 San Diego County report estimated the region needs 18,000 more behavioral health workers by 2027 to meet demand. Applications are open through Thursday, February 13th. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
For more information, visit kpbs.org. In recent decades, Dr. Bronner's evolved from a niche soap company to a powerhouse brand with a worldwide following. But a recent wrongful death lawsuit makes some troubling allegations against the Vista-based company. Investigative reporter Scott Rod says the lawsuit alleges the company has turned a blind eye to an internal culture of drug use.
When people hear Dr. Bronner's, they often think about the soap's labels. They're covered in tiny font writings about love and world peace. It's become a trademark of the brand. Another trademark is the company's decades-long support of progressive causes, including fair trade, equitable pay, and civil rights. A new generation of Bronner family leaders has taken the company's progressive ethos to another level by openly embracing psychedelic drugs.
So I was having just incredible psychedelic experiences, really getting through all these constructs of self. All this was just unlocking huge amounts of love and energy.
That's David Bronner talking about his personal psychedelics journey in a company video. He's the company's Cosmic Engagement Officer, or CEO. Dr. Bronner's contributes millions of dollars every year to psychedelics research and drug policy reform. The company became one of the first in the country to offer its employees ketamine-assisted mental health therapy. And its social media pages are filled with posts touting the spiritual and medicinal potential of hallucinogens. The company's advocacy comes as psychedelics are gaining more mainstream acceptance.
There's enormous interest in the use of psychedelics to treat psychiatric illness, and it's certainly the case that there is a large amount of unmet need.
Dr. Caleb Alexander is a practicing internist and professor at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. He says while there's promise with some of these psychedelic drugs, like ketamine, there are also risks.
Unfortunately, we've seen many settings where individuals have been injured or died as a result of the use of ketamine in these less structured settings.
A recent wrongful death lawsuit claims that Dr. Bronner's company isn't just advocating for psychedelic medicines in regulated settings, it's fostering a risky culture of drug use among some leaders and employees. The lawsuit was filed by the family of Denise Lozano, a Dr. Bronner's employee who, in 2022, died of an accidental overdose at the age of 50. Lozano was part of the Dr. Bronner's events and experience team, also known as the Foamy Homies. And this isn't your typical corporate marketing department. The team is made up of artists and brand ambassadors who attend parades and major festivals, like Burning Man. They bump electronic music and spray so-called magic foam on attendees. Here's David Bronner in a promotional video.
Blasting foam on people, it's all about bringing joy to the world. That's the mission of the Magic Foam Experience and the Foamy Homies.
The wrongful death lawsuit alleges Lozano hurt her back while driving a truck on the job. The lawsuit goes on to claim David Bronner and other Dr. Bronner's colleagues arranged for Lozano to receive a ketamine massage from an unlicensed masseuse to alleviate the pain. Lozano was led to believe the ketamine massage was part of the company's official healthcare offerings, according to the lawsuit. But it wasn't. Christian Albert, the alleged masseuse, gave the massage at Lozano's home. Within hours, she died from a lethal overdose of MDA, a potent psychedelic similar to ecstasy. An autopsy report found no ketamine in her system. Lozano's family blames Dr. Bronner's, and David Bronner in particular, for allegedly arranging the massage. The family blames the masseuse for allegedly giving Lozano a lethal dose of MDA. David Bronner declined an interview request. A company spokesperson said in a statement, quote, Denise Lozano's tragic passing was not the fault of anyone associated with Dr. Bronner's. The statement goes on to call Lozano a, quote, beloved employee and treasured member of Dr. Bronner's community. Albert, the alleged masseuse, did not respond to requests for comment. There is a booming underground market these days for services involving ketamine and other psychedelics, and that comes with all kinds of risks. Here's Alexander again.
This isn't like, you know, sitting down with somebody and drinking green tea together. You should have medical professionals on hand when the drug is being delivered. I mean, the results without that can be catastrophic.
Dr. Bronner's added a disclaimer to its blog posts about the company's official ketamine-assisted mental health therapy program after Lozano died. The disclaimer states, quote, Dr. Bronner's does not support or encourage the unlicensed or illegal practice or use of ketamine or ketamine-assisted therapy in any circumstances. Scott Rodd, KPBS News.
San Diego scientists have just returned from visiting the ocean floor. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge tells us what they found.
The methane vents explored by Scripps Institution of Oceanography researchers are up to 3,600 meters beneath the sea off the shores of Costa Rica. Down there, you find crabs, shrimp, sea worms, and starfish, to name a few. Scripps biologist Charlotte Seed was on the three-man submersible vessel that went to the sea bottom, where she says there's no sunlight and no plants. But chemicals from the methane gas interact with bacteria to create microbial food for sea life that live by the so-called methane seeps.
They could be considered oases of energy in the deep sea. So the methane provides energy to bacteria. So some creatures are not found anywhere else because they're so intimately dependent on methane.
She says scientists must now study the creatures they found, as they may be described as new species of life. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
If you've been waiting to adopt a pet, this week might be the time. For Valentine's Week, adoptions at County Animal Services are $14, except for puppies under a year old. The fee includes spaying or neutering, a microchip, vaccinations, and a dog license for a year. Some animals are available with all adoption fees waived. The deal is good through Sunday at the county shelters in Bonita and Carlsbad. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. On tomorrow's podcast, a community garden has to close because their church landlord does not allow LGBTQ+ events. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Tuesday.